Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Scorpions Audio.
You gotta get a quick time player.
It's good. I mean, it's got a little Tom Waitsy thing.
You gotta get a quick time player while you're boozing by the bar. And the girl you knew a long time ago is serving a prison sentence from afar. You gotta get a quick time player.
Yeah, you start banging on some garbage can lids or something and record that. You got yourself a Tom Waits hit. That's what you got.
You gotta get a quick time player. You gotta get a quick time.
Now I just realized some of the viewers, I don't even know, are gonna like take that and make a mint, and you and I are gonna sit here like a bunch of patsies.
Yeah, but you know what it is?
Tell me.
It's never been about the money for me.
That's maybe the mistake, right, for you?
I think it is. I think that might be the primary mistake.
Because if you'd made it about the money, think of how rich you'd be, because you come up with all these great ideas.
So rich. I mean, all of my great ideas. A podcast about snacks.
Let me sing your praises briefly.
A podcast where I read a work of classic literature out loud and comment on it as I go. Yeah. Just terrific, terrific money-making ventures.
I was watching Saturday Night Live. You know that show?
Yeah, that's the one that's on Saturday night. I think they do it live.
So you know it.
Yeah.
And you remember when they were like, that'd be great, you guys host. You guys, mm-hmm. And we were like, our comedy is so, you know, it's for a specific group of people, and you're trying to appeal to a bunch of commercial masses. And that's just not our thing.
Right.
And Lauren was like, I'll show you my butt. Remember? And we're like, look, much as we want that, we just feel like our comedy is, you know, it's
just didn't feel like it was a match.
Yeah. And just no didn't hard feel like feelings.
No.
But I watched it this weekend, and instead of us, it was Catwoman was hosting. Mm-hmm. And in one of the skits, they had a children's book. And the children's book said, the title was, like in kind of like children's font, I need a new butt. Mm. And I thought, oh, Michael did do it after all. My very first thought was like, that was, you'd made another children's book.
No, I've only made one children's book about butts, and it was one of my more successful children's books, I have to say.
This one looked great, and then it turned out it was just a punchline that was, you know, like the kid had just had an extended visit to Chipotle, and now he needed a new butt. But I thought it was the same sort of font as I'm Sad or some of the other things, and I was just like, if that indeed was like a children's guide to Trump or whatever the thing is, I was like, Michael will make that funny. I need a new butt. I don't know what it would be. It might be a body shaming or body imagery thing that you'd like expand for kids, because you do a great job with that. I'm singing your praises in a legit fashion, folks. For the viewers and those that aren't viewers, those that are hearers, you might want to just go, if you have children, even if you don't, go take a look at Michael's oeuvre. That's his works.
I got a whole oeuvre.
You have an oeuvre.
And this morning I had some oof.
You had oof while you were contemplating your oeuvre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are easy jokes. That's Saturday Night Lifestyle.
That's not what we do.
No, that's not what we do.
What we do is we pick a snack, we eat a snack, we rate a snack.
It's the purse system.
That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. And this is Mates. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
My good friend Michael Liam Black, 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 Black.
That could also be in the Tom Waits song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's gotta get a quick time. Black, 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 black. Gotta get a quick time. Black. Gotta get a quick time. Muggly and black, black. Gotta get a quick time. Black.
I just gave them a second track.
Well, yeah, but, you know, again, it's never been about the money for us.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Probably should have been. Probably should have been.
If we had been thinking.
Oh, so stupid.
Live and learn.
Yeah, but I feel like we haven't learned. That's the whole thing. We haven't learned.
Yeah. There are myriad opportunities. We've been doing this podcast for
decades.
And you think at some point there's like there's an opening for us to go, hey, you know what? An opening for us to learn.
No, yeah. Not so much. What are you going to do? I mean, we're on a time crunch again today. I mean, we got a real problem. Mm. You know, this is the problem with the snacks we've been doing.
Yeah.
Past couple episodes.
Yeah.
Just time crunch problems.
Got to get right to it. Time crunch. Last we did Cap'n Crunch last week. And we had to
It wasn't Cap'n Crunch. Really, it wasn't Cap'n Crunch. It was bowl of Cap'n Crunch.
My bad.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
We had bowl of Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How's
Cap'n
it different?
Crunch, you reach into the box, you grab a handful of Cap'n Crunch. Oh, that's Cap'n Crunch.
Okay.
Bowl of Cap'n Crunch implies the whole kit and
caboodle.
And kit and caboodle. What is it?
Caboodle.
Caboodle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hesitate? You had a little hezzy on caboodle.
Well, I couldn't remember caboodle. I knew there was something else with the kit, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Sure. Kit and caboodle.
Kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
It's the entire, as we say, of the Cap'n Crunch universe is the Cap'n Crunch, the bowl, the spoon, the milk. That's a bowl of Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, sure.
And
the milk.
And today we're doing something similar.
I just want to point out that it seems to me when I think about it, I don't know if I've ever thought about it, but kit and caboodle, like it's the whole shebang, right? But I think that once you got kit, you're probably pretty set. I don't know how much you really need the and caboodle. Like if you think about it, it's like, you got the kit? Yeah, yeah. And honey, and the caboodle's like, oh, yeah, all right. You know, it's...
Yeah. Let me run back in the house, grab the caboodle.
Like, what's the caboodle? How does a caboodle really move things forward? Like, progress the oeuvre, as it were. You know, like, I feel like you got the kit. You got the kit. Everything's in the kit. You got a backpack of weapons. You're ready to go.
You're ready.
And then you got the caboodle, which is what? What's the caboodle? Maybe like some little puff pastries or...
It's just some extra stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's just going to weigh you down.
Yeah,
but if you're running, and you're trying to get across the border.
Yes,
and you got the federales on your tail.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You grab the kit.
Yeah.
And you go.
Sure, you've got that.
But if you're wasting
you
precious time looking all over the place for the caboodle.
Yeah,
there's a good chance you're going to find yourself in the hooscow.
Yeah, in the gin joint. You've got in the kit. You've got smoke bombs to like create cover. You've got flares to send things off in different directions. You don't really need the caboodle. You got to hustle over that border, Jack.
Yeah, you better go.
You better run. You're going back? I'm sorry, what? You're going back?
I forgot the caboodle. Forget the caboodle.
They're on horseback. Come on, we have to go. We have to go now. I don't have the caboodle. That's your funeral, Jack. I feel like you got the kit. You're not going to get... Let me put it this way. You're not going to get over the border and have them like gnashing at horseback right there on the border thing. Yeah, where have you ever seen the last of us? And then you're just lying there heaving breaths, heaving and grateful for your safety. You're probably not going to go, but you know, we didn't get the caboodle.
No.
You're probably going to be super grateful and you've got the kit.
You've got the kit. The kit's what got you there.
Yes.
The kit's the one what brought you to the dance.
You needed to get across that border chasm, there was a ready-to-make bridge in the kit. You just flung that thing across, over you go. You didn't need the caboodle.
No.
No.
Honestly, the caboodle's going to slow you down.
It's ornamentation, at best.
It's gaudy.
You know what it is, though? It's political correctness. Everyone's like, well, you know, you have to include the caboodle.
Right.
And you're just like, but they're 400 yards away on a horseback. I'm like, okay, well, you just be the person you want to be then.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about, I'm not trying, I'm not pejoratively minded toward the caboodle. I just, they're 400 yards away on horseback. And I have everything I need in this kit. Okay. Well, all right.
That's what the kit is. That's the definition of the kit.
White guy hates caboodle.
Ugh.
That's what you're going to get. You know, the kit doesn't, when I think about it, the kit doesn't get enough credit either. Like, the bridge is in there.
Oh, everything's in
there. Base jumping, parachute. Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah. The cash, the passports. Yes, you said.
The beef jerky, the energy bars, everything's in the kit.
The kit has everything. And the kit doesn't get enough credit because it's always kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
And the kit doesn't complain, though. That's one thing I like about the kit.
Yeah.
The kit isn't going
kit
like...
Kit's just like, you know, yeah. Well, kit's just keeping its mouth shut.
Yeah.
Doing its job. And I feel like kit and caboodle get along. Like, I mean, like, sure. They're buddies.
Oh, yeah. You know, everyone likes companionship. Right?
But nobody's ever grabbing the caboodle and forgetting the kit.
Right.
You do that.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it.
You trip coming out of the front steps. You're down on the front lawn and you're just picked up and taken off to the slammer. Yeah. No one's reaching for the caboodle first.
No.
No. There's two like hooks by the door.
That tells you everything you need to know about the caboodle.
Yeah, it sort of does. There's two hooks by the door, kit and caboodle. Everybody's grabbing the kit. Out the door they go. Yeah. Just before the helicopter rises over. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. You got the kit. You got a shot.
Caboodle, I mean, you might as well just throw up your hands and say, I surrender.
And there's some Hollywoodizing that goes into this because, as I recall, you know, when James Bond is getting all his armory or Tom Cruise is setting up in MI-20, it's ageism in a sense. They don't even show the caboodle. They're just like, here's your kit, Tom Cruise. And he's like, yeah, oh, that's all I need. Right?
Yeah. I mean, the caboodle.
That's Hollywood.
I mean, what would be even in Bond's caboodle?
Yeah.
I mean.
I assume it would be.
Like a pocket square?
Maybe a pocket square. Sure. An extra, an extra sheath for his.
Sure.
For his bullets. Just an extra sheath.
An extra sheath.
Maybe a bow tie.
Maybe a mixtape.
A mixtape. Suddenly I'm thinking, you know, bow tie, mixtape. But, you know, I can see why you want the caboodle.
Sure, you want the caboodle. Absolutely.
I bet you know what else? I bet he's got a few caramels in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some good ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Some good caramels.
High-end caramel.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. High-end
some
caramel.
Some pipe tobacco.
It doesn't melt in Egypt.
Some good shit in the caboodle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's saying.
Yeah. No, you're right.
In a perfect world, you're absolutely taking the caboodle.
Sure.
No question.
Yeah. The caramel is not going to help you cross the chasm, but man, when you're sitting back watching the sunset, you know, you can like crack open, you know, like a caboodle and like have a little salty sweet or something.
Fantastic.
That's fine.
Great way to end the day.
Yeah. Maybe some.
But
that's probably where he keeps the hand sanny.
Oh, know, yeah, yeah.
In the caboodle.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not putting that. Look, you can only fit so much in the kit. Like that's understood.
Yes.
Like you got the bridge in there. You got the passport.
And you don't want to be reaching in and grab a bridge, a sound grenade. Oh no, it's the caramel. Damn it.
Right.
That's precious seconds you can't waste. You need the caboodle.
Yeah. But you know.
I mean, you don't need the caboodle, but it's really nice to have.
You don't need the caboodle.
And you know who understands that? Kit. Kit understands that. Kit goes like, look. Am I carrying the day? Sure. But is this all we are? Brawn?
No, we're not brutes.
We need some beauty.
Yeah.
And that's caboodle.
Yes, Kit is the first to come to caboodle's defense.
There's some respect there.
And I just wish caboodle would return it. You know, because I think
caboodle doesn't see it.
No, caboodle's a little bit of a dick about it.
Yeah, caboodle's like, without me, we're nothing.
Right.
I complete us. I'm everything to us. There's plenty of kits worldwide and nobody celebrates them unless there's caboodle. That's unfortunate, that attitude.
But that's caboodle's attitude. Yeah. And you're not going to change it.
Yeah, I guess not. You think that, can't you see? Like, there's example after example of Kit saving the day and Caboodle really standing by.
Caboodle's like, I've got the latest issue of Us Weekly.
And everyone's like,
you know, and you're like, that's great. Like, absolutely, that's great.
But when the plane was plummeting to the earth and Kit managed to grab all 10 passengers and form sort of a Kit, giant Kit parachute, and everybody landed safely and Caboodle did nothing, you'd think there'd be some grace there and some gratitude and some humility.
Right.
No. The Caboodle has none of that. Caboodle's like, I'm wet. We landed. Right. We had to land in the ocean. Kit doesn't complain.
No.
No.
Caboodle, I mean, God love you, Caboodle, but you could use a real attitude adjustment.
You could use a little humility.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back with ratings and more.
You excited for the snack?
I am really excited, really excited, to the point where I almost want to give away. I ain't going to do that, but I almost want to give away some, because this is, you know, I mean, a short while ago, we were sitting in there with Cap'n Crunch, and, you know, Cap'n Crunch is, we would have a bowl once, what was it? It was certainly a long time between bowls, and yeah, it's completely satisfying.
Yep.
I went back after the Cap'n Crunch later that day.
Oh, you did?
Full disclosure. Yeah, because it was right there.
You doubled down.
Yeah, I was like, I haven't, remember the last time I've had one? Well, I did. It was at 9:30 this morning. I'll go again. I was very, very happy to have that. Today for me, we're getting into staple territory.
Yeah. It's a weird one. It's a little bit of a weird one as I think about it. Cap'n Crunch to me, I mean, that's just... That one, you go, oh, yeah, that's a snack. You know, that's one that you, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're like, I'm going to have a bowl of the Cap.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
This one, like Cap'n Crunch, that's Caboodle. That's just snack shit.
Interesting. Yeah, that's snack shit.
This one.
Yeah, this is staple.
This one kind of goes in the kit.
Staple territory. Yeah. Yeah.
And if it goes in the kit, is it a snack? I think it can be.
Oh, I think it is. I don't think you want to take that away from it, but also it can also operate on a few different levels, I think. That's what it's telling you. It's like, look, need me, use you as you like, it's got that humility that you want. Like, use me as you need me, you know? You want to pick out a few pieces and stick them in some gorp? Great, no problem. You know, like, I'm here for you. You know, you're going to need this energy, and that's what matters to me, right?
Well.
This guy's selfless.
Let's get right to it.
Okay, let's get to it.
Bowl of Kellogg's
Raisin Bran! No, you did it! Raisin Bran!
You just follow my voice! Follow my voice, you'll get through it!
Follow his voice!
Stormtroopers in the ground. It's a classic. I mean, the box that I got, and this is your traditional purple, which I like a lot.
Yeah.
Purple, just deep magenta purple. It's not really magenta, but purple.
It's purple.
Yeah, it's a purple. Box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran. And I didn't get the family size. I got the smaller one.
Same.
But the smaller one is still
the smaller one.
A pound, over a pound of cereal.
Yeah.
You lift it up. You feel it. It's got some heft to it.
You're sticking this in your kit. Maybe you're sticking a half portion in, because it's a lot. It's a lot. Oh
yeah, it'll weigh you down. You don't want too much of it in your kit. A little goes a long way, I think.
That's really true. Okay.
I mean, but this is a staple. This is the kind of thing you might have this as a breakfast meal every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could go every day for a month with this, and I feel like you'd be fine.
You know, you took the words out of my mouth. I was thinking, like, when you have this, you're like, I mean, I could have other food, but I don't have to, right? Yeah. Cap'n Crunch, you'll be committing a bank robbery. You know, you'll be doing something outlandish and extravagant before the week's out. But with Raisin Bran, You're sitting on the steamer, you're regular, you're satisfied, you're getting some nutrients, right? You've got the two scoops of raisins in a package of Kellogg's Raisin Bran. You got the raisins. You can go a long ways on this. It really is amazing, which is why I say to you, staple, which is why for me, you know, as the young and hungry actor, I've got this and cornflakes, and I'm like, okay, well, if push comes to shove, I can hang with this for, you know, for a good year.
Oh yeah, you're set.
Yeah, you're not too worried. You're like, what are you eating? I'm like, I'm fine, Mom. I'm fine.
I got Raisin Bran. I got cornflakes.
That's
I'm good.
That's enough, Ma.
What else do you need?
Ma, what do I need? You know, it's family friendly. It's a good source of fiber. Delicious raisins, toasted flakes, and crunchy oat clusters glazed with a touch of golden.
I just discovered that the son character, you know, the son with the two scoops of raisins?
Sure. Happy as can
has
be.
Has a name.
What? Oh, huh?
Has a name.
Where's this?
You want to know what, you want to guess what the name is of the son?
Sunshine.
Very close.
Sunny?
Yes.
Two guesses. All right. Where is that? How do you know that?
It's because it's on the top of the box.
I see it. Yeah, yeah.
And it says Sunny. It's
Sunny
trademark.
Sorry, no one else can be called Sunny. I feel like that's something people like, we could fight it and win, but ah.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's like, let them have it. They want to put a TM there, put a TM for Sunny. Then today it's going to be sunny as the weather breaks over the Bridgeport area. Hey, you're getting a call from Kellogg's. That's not happening.
Something interesting on the side of the box. Our best in every bite, made with sun-ripened raisins. And then this struck me.
Yeah.
North American wheat.
I can't recall that. I've been buying
none of that Russian wheat.
Well, here's the thing. With Russia, you don't buy anything ever, ever again. So I don't think this has been changed in the last 3 weeks.
No, I'm guessing it hasn't. It just struck me.
They're just like
North American wheat.
North American wheat. It's interesting because the other thing about this is that I've had this section of the box stacked against other, you know, side sections of the box for years. So this would have been staring me in the face. I'd be very interested to see, like, how long has that been there?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just a question of the things you don't see.
And why?
I wonder if it's because they're like, look, we get the honey from Europe, you know, we get the raisins from Spain. We, you know, like maybe it's one of those things like, well, is there anything here that's homegrown? Well, the flakes or the wheat from the flakes is from Canada. Well, that's not the States. They're like, but it's North America.
It's North America.
They're like, all right, stamp it on the box. North American wheat. Yeah, America.
I do like it's got very few ingredients. I'll just rattle them off real quick. Whole grain wheat, raisins, bang, wheat boom, bran, sugar, pop, brown sugar syrup. Bang, done.
Done. That's great. That's why
like
it's
that a
staple.
Lot. Yep.
Right? You're
simple.
Yeah. You're just walking through the forest and keeping an eye out for things that you can cull. Then you cull them and you make raisin bran. Heart healthy. Also, you see that magic? Heart healthy. That's the thing I've always known. Heart and gut healthy. Right? I mean, this stuff, this is great. Battle Creek? Anyhow, Battle Creek, come on. The Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame.
It's got everything going for it. I mean, this is all-star career. This is, as you said, Hall of Fame cereal.
I'm already looking forward to, like, I know, just because this is one of my all-time faves, I know the difference that's so enjoyable between the initial bite, when you put the milk over, but you leave a sugar-dusted raisin on top that is untouched by milk. And you scoop the milk up underneath, and you eat that thing. But then, the second thing is, the next bite, you can have a milk-doused, sugar-coated raisin. And it's different.
You're getting,
but they're great.
You're getting a naked raisin?
The dry one and the wet raisin. Mm-hmm. It's really great.
I did not pour yet. I want to clarify something for the viewers. Let's just table that for a second.
Knows?
One of the viewers wrote to me and wanted to know whether putting milk on Cap'n Crunch, or cereal, I guess, in general, is that a Ginelli?
No.
And I had to tell him, no.
No, it's
that
not
is not a Ginelli.
No, not a Ginelli.
That a Ginelli is when you add liquid to a food that's in your mouth.
Correct.
That wasn't meant to have liquid added to it.
Yes.
Cereal is designed for milk.
Correct. You take a, you know, you take a bite of a bagel with peanut butter on it, and you think, you know what would be, add to this? A swig of coffee. And all that gathers in your mouth. There's a Ginelli for you.
That's a classic Ginelli there.
This cereal is like, it's number one. The option number one here is pour the milk on it. That's what's meant to have happen. It's meant to be a combination.
That's exactly right.
And so by definition, not a Ginelli.
Now I'm pouring.
I'm pouring too. I'm very... The ratio is very important too. I like, if I'm having a bowl of Kellogg's cornflakes, also Battle Creek staple, I want to have not a lot of milk. I don't want to see a lot of milk on the surface. If I'm having Kellogg's Raisin Bran, I want to have a lot of milk. I want to see a lot of milk peeking through on the surface, almost like a bunch of islands sticking out of a quiet lake.
My milk to cereal ratio is just about exactly the same as yours, I think. With the Raisin Bran, you kind of want a lot. I'm not even sure why you want a lot, but you do.
You do. And what's your thing for the cornflakes? Are you like me, like a less milk is more approach?
I'd have to think about corn. I so rarely eat cornflakes. I'm not really sure.
Right now, the viewers, and I don't even know, the viewers are listening to that. That's a classic sound, right?
Spoon bowl.
Somebody's having cereal.
All right, so I got my first bite. I'm gonna
do it.
Dive in.
Yeah, he's having some Raisin Bran, and he's frowning, but then his eyebrows are raised, and I can tell that he's. I know you quite well. You're like, yeah, that's what I expected, and you're satisfied.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's terrific.
Well, again, I managed to get a raisin on top. And I had a bite with a milkless raisin, and that was great. And now my second bite, I've got a massive amount of milk and a raisin hidden down in there somewhere.
My second bite, no raisins, and I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I was fine with it.
They're uncanny in how they've made this cereal work. Right? And so you're not hunting and foraging around the brand stands on its own. The raisins are an exceptional compliment. And the public agrees. Like ultimately the form of public opinion is, you know, allows you where you stand in the snack game and the great snack aisle of life. And this thing is at the fore.
Underneath on the box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran, right underneath it, it describes the cereal. It says, delicious raisins, perfectly balanced with crisp toasted bran flakes. I got to say, they are not overselling it when they say perfectly balanced.
Yeah,
it is perfectly balanced.
Many, 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 many a snack cannot make that claim.
No, accurately. They'll try.
Yeah, accurately. And these guys can. And again, you can... There's a lot of times in the snack game magic, and you know this, where, damn it, I want that snack because I know it'll taste good, and I also know it won't be healthy or good for me. And they're trying to, what were some of the snacks we had recently where it was like, they're trying to sell it as, it's healthy for you. I can't remember.
Peas.
Was it the peas?
Yeah, the peas. They didn't want it in the snack aisle.
Just like, yeah, and there was another one too where they're like, this is not, you're selling it this way. I can't remember where it was, but the viewers, bless them, if they even will remember. But I'm eating this, and there's something where it says a stamp of wellness or something here somewhere. I can't remember. Overall wellness, and you can feel the overall wellness as you take a bite. You're not cheating yourself. It's not it's not like protein heavy and greens heavy, but. It's a solid part of a solid diet.
And sure. It feels good. Got a ton of fiber. That's what you're looking for from Raisin Bran. You're just looking for your fiber fill. You know, it's going to fill you up and you're going to poop it out. Terrific.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah. It gives you some energy.
But, you know, kids can like Raisin Bran too. This cuts across the ages, I feel like.
Yeah.
And Rare, everybody can like Raisin Bran.
Yeah. Rare is the thing where a 6-year-old can get as much pleasure as an 86-year-old.
I like that it's not too sweet. It does have a lot of sugar, I will say that. But you don't taste it as much for some reason.
Yeah. The dusting content ratio wise, is great.
There is a lot of sugar.
I can't stop eating it. Say it again.
There is a lot of sugar. More than you would think. 17 grams per serving.
Yeah.
A lot of that has to do with the fact that it's a raisin, and raisins just naturally have a lot of sugar, I think. But there is 9 grams of added sugars.
Well, yeah, they dust it up pretty good.
Yeah, they're not. So, you know, you kind of got to go, well, Raisin Bran, you know, you're gilding the lily a little bit, but they know what they're doing. I mean, yeah. It is perfectly
they're
balanced.
They're not trying to hide it, right?
No.
They're not like, super healthy, all good ingredients. They're like, this is Raisin Bran. We are what we are, and we're proud of it. And with good reason.
Well, on the box itself, you know, the picture of the raisins where it says enlarged to show texture, and you see the texture of the raisins, they just look like they're dusted in sugar. I mean, they're just sure. covered in yeah. sugar. Whereas where Sunny is holding the raisins before they go into the Raisin Bran, no sugar,
right?
Not undusted.
Yeah.
In the bowl, dusted.
Yep.
So they're not hiding anything. They're being transparent.
Well, look
you know, big ups to them for that.
Yeah, absolutely. They know what they have. What's interesting about Sunny is, when you look at it, Sunny's got hands, but is that kind of a porky body underneath Sunny, like, and got kind of a long flaming hair, like it's.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sunny's anatomy is a little curious.
Sunny's got legs? Sunny flies around. No. Sunny is the sun, so it should fly around.
Yep.
Right?
Sunny's arms are made out of sunbeams, so he doesn't have fingers, but he just sort of curls his sunbeams around the two scoops there. And then underneath, there's definitely like a hint of some sort of
there's some kind of corporeal
body.
Mass there. Yeah. Yeah. And it strikes me that Sunny could turn evil instantly, and that's, I guess, global warming.
Yeah.
Now you can see that face suddenly go, well, you kids shouldn't have come into the cave. You know, that kind of thing. But for now, great.
I'm down to milk now. And one thing about Raisin Bran is, unlike, say, the Cap'n Crunch, like the Cap'n Crunch, I feel like its whole job is to stay crunchy. It's right in there in the name, Cap'n Crunch.
Yep.
Cap'n Crunch
I don't think
is doing its job. When it stays crunchy.
I don't think we even, I don't even know their viewers, but I don't know if we explained. When we started the podcast, I had Captain Crunch left on the desk.
That's right. From a week ago.
And I you said, what does it taste like? And I ate it. Crunchy.
Yeah. You'd think it'd be stale. You'd think it would have softened up and kind of.
But like you say, that's their mandate.
Right. Raisin Bran, on the other hand. They don't have that mandate. The crisp toasted bran flake will transform in milk. It will get soft.
Mm-hmm.
It will get a little mushy, but delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's delicious when it does so.
Yeah. You can feel it.
I don't have no notes on that.
No. No notes. No notes. Your soggy thing is like, look, I'm here to move your bowels and I'm going to taste good going down. And it does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. There's a satisfaction. There's two different forms of satisfaction. There's, I'm sure, myriad forms of satisfaction. While eating the Raisin Bran, but the initial couple of bites are a certain thing, and then the dreg bites are very enjoyable as well, right? I have a lot of milk, so I there's a distinct pleasure that I have, in when the bowl. When most of the mass of the bran is gone, I've got a lot of milk left, and then I seek out one or two satellite raisins, and then the spoon is 80% milk, you know, maybe 5% raisin, and then 5% bran, and that's a whole different bite experience, and I love it. Like the more milk and then raisin thing, it's almost like a strawberries and cream kind of dessert deal to my bowl of Raisin Bran, and I love it.
You're missing 10%.
I said 85.
It is 80% milk, 5% raisin.
Yeah.
5% bran.
Yeah.
You're missing 10%.
I'm like Mickey Rivers of the Yankees who once said, like, yeah, he threw me 50% curveballs, 50% fastballs, and 50% sliders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you're still missing 10%.
Well, that's what you say.
It is what I say.
You're saying that. I'm saying 85 and 5. Those are my 100.
It's good. It's a good bowl. It's a solid bowl.
It's a good bowl. Come on. It's a good bowl.
It's a good bowl.
It's a good bowl. It's a good bowl. It's a good bowl. What more can you say? Like, It's just a good bowl.
You know, I mean, you don't feel bad when you're done with it. You don't feel like you're on any kind of sugar high or sugar rush. You just feel like, ah, let's go. Let's go out and, you know,
yeah, let's
shuffle some papers around.
Yeah, move some wood. You know, it's interesting because, you know, if you have the captain, you're ready to skyrocket. You know, you're bouncing off the walls. You're like, what do you guys need?
Till you get on the city bus and you miss your stop because you fell asleep.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're out. You know, first you want to drive the bus and accelerate. How fast can this go? Like speed? Should we do it like speed? Out, right? But here, it's just like, we can move some wood, whatever you need. You know, you've got a good calmness to you. The other thing about the Raisin Bran effect is someone can go up to me and go like, I don't like it. I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I know it's good. It has so much confidence. Raisin Bran has so much confidence, and you know, you absorb that confidence and you feel good. It's a good bowl.
It's a good bowl.
Yeah.
Just a rock solid bowl.
It's a rock solid bowl. Shall we rate it?
Yeah. I think so.
Ratings. All right. Go. Did you want to?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. It's a good bowl.
It's a
it
good
starts
bowl.
Strong.
Yeah.
It finishes strong.
Yeah.
Says what it is. Does what it says.
Yeah.
You know, it's not trying to be anything. It's not. Doesn't put on airs. Yeah. Raisin Bran. You know who we are. We're going to be there for you. We're going to show up. You're going to throw us in the kit. 8.
Raisin Bran's been my companion. You know, there's some snacks that can say that you feel like, you know, walked alongside you, you know, from a very young age, like from the time you felt like eligible to go into a grocery store and purchase items that were then going to stock the shelves of your new place, your first place. And you're in your head, you're like, what, how do people do that? And you look around and everyone seems comfortable. And everyone's like, someone's going to out me in a second. New person, aisle 8, new person. And so there's a tentativeness, and you know, you don't want to be, you assume the cashier will laugh, like, oh, peanuts, 2 types. But you're like, I guess everybody has to go through this rite, this ritual. And you're like, what are some safe areas for me? Raisin Bran. The cereal aisle in general for me, well, okay, I know what I'm doing here. I can grab a few things and wood. I can recall early shopper, Tom, half of his basket and never the push because I didn't have money. I'm stocking up for 2 weeks. That seems incomprehensible. But, you know, the carry-on would have cornflakes and Raisin Bran. And then I recall you're supposed to eat green, so I'd get lettuce. Many times I forgot the dressing, but I would have lettuce in the crisper. And Raisin Bran would be there. You got more confident in the aisle, Raisin Bran would still be there. You could go, Hollywood, sure. Maybe I'll try a little bit of homemade granola and see where that leads me. And you'd walk by Raisin Bran, and Raisin Bran would not take offense. Raisin Bran, I'll see you when I see you. It's okay. Like they're confident. They're not suddenly having a crise de confiance where like, not me, not I. Walk by I, 2 big jeans guy. Why boots? Summer. You know, but you're a young actor and you do the thing. And then like when you come back, Raisin Bran's, hey man. And then it's you and Raisin Bran late night. Having a bowl. Just
catching up.
Tasting.
How you been? What's going on?
tasting the way you've always, it's been there. And that kind of companionship, that hell fellow well met by your side is a rare tale. It does exist in the snack game, and we've seen it. Chocolate chip cookies come to mind. But Raisin Bran and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, for me, I know there's been cereals du jour. You know, there's been like peaks and valleys, mountains of you know, name the cereal. Raisin Bran has always been a steady companion. And on its own, so good. Raisin Bran, 9.
See you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Star Brands Audio, a podcast network.